proclamation number 8487 dated the May 4th, 1963. False Christs and Prophets. Beware of false Christs and false prophets. I warned you about those when I lived on earth because I knew of my adversary's activities, of his snares and unscrupulous machinations whereby he tries to pull you humans into ruin. He is using all means, and this especially during the last days in order to increase the darkness in which humanity languishes. There will be people everywhere who claim to be knowing and initiated into the secrets of creation, who demand people's recognition and faith in their spiritual experiences and who are but my adversary's tools, because they support and spread spiritual knowledge which completely contradicts the truth. False Christs and false prophets will appear in large numbers. They will all wear the cloak of divine messengers. They will all claim to possess knowledge and to be in contact with the highest representatives. They will pretend to be messengers of light and yet walk in profound darkness themselves, and therefore they will only ever spread darkness amongst their fellow human beings. They cannot emanate light because they don't possess light themselves, yet their mannerisms are so self-assured that people do not dare doubt the divine mission of those who, nevertheless, in reality work for my adversary. But only people who live in truth themselves will be able to recognize this and they, in turn, will be described by them to be false prophets. And it will be difficult to convince oneself of the true prophet's divine mission, yet it is not impossible. The fact that true prophets exist is proven by my warning against false prophets. However, you need only ever seriously desire not to fall prey to the latter and truly, you will also know whom to turn to. For my messengers will bring you a message which will touch your soul in a comforting and helpful way, which will affect you like a nourishing meal and refreshing drink, which you will continue to desire and thereby become noticeably strengthened for your earthly life's path. Whereas the alleged knowledge conveyed to you by wrong teachings cannot convince you of the truth and does not result in any illumination or stimulation of your soul. It is and remains barren knowledge which you will find barely credible and of little use to you. It is more likely to cause you dread and fear because you are unable to detect a loving God therein, who behaves like a father with his child. False prophets will never be able to offer people pure truth, and the adversary's only intentions are to undermine the truth, to entangle people in error. His most eager endeavor consists of withholding from people the truth about Jesus Christ and his act of salvation, about God's human manifestation in Jesus, or to confuse their thoughts such that they won't take the path to the cross and thereby their earthly path remains unsuccessful for their souls. And no means is too evil for him to use, because Jesus defeated him through his crucifixion, and he is trying to regain the fruits of his victory again. Souls who turn to Jesus are lost to him. Consequently, he will try to give an entirely wrong description of Jesus so that they do not see any reason why they should take the path to the cross. The truthful portrayal of the act of salvation also has a redeeming effect, and this means that my adversary will lose his followers, what he tries to prevent by cunning and trickery. And you humans can truly and easily recognize every false prophet yourselves by the fact that he withholds the knowledge of the salvation through Jesus Christ from you, and thus you are entitled to dismiss him as a false prophet. And especially during the last days you can notice increasingly more often that most diverse descriptions of spiritual subjects are given by those who present themselves as prophets of truth. Yet in one instance they all agree, that the salvation through Jesus Christ, the sacrifice on the cross by the man Jesus to redeem the immense guilt of sin, is doubtful, because the belief in this signifies a loss of followers for my adversary and he does not want to lose them. Jesus Christ has been argued about for centuries, because time and again false prophets arose who had already proven their affiliation to my adversary and were influenced by him to act against Jesus. Although they were unable to completely dispute the earthly life of the man Jesus and thereby remove the knowledge of him entirely, the real purpose of his earthly existence, his redeeming mission, was repeatedly portrayed as a misguided teaching which removed people's hope of ever being released from their guilt of sin unless they themselves made amends, unless they thus believed these false prophets. Yet no human being will ever be able to release himself from his immense guilt of sin without the help of Jesus Christ. No human being will ever succeed in perfecting himself by his own strength without Jesus Christ, because the original sin absolutely prevents this. Hence, self-redemption single quote is impossible, irrespective of how sincerely it is aspired to, because the human being's will is too weak and would fail time and again. Regardless of how you are instructed, if Jesus Christ is not portrayed as the Son of God and Savior of the world, in whom I embodied myself, you are not taught the complete truth, and you will not become eternally free, since only truth will set you free. And I myself transmit this truth to you, I myself, your God and Creator of eternity, the greatest and most perfect Spirit in infinity. I transmit the revelations to you directly and guide you into truth, because I want to give you the light of awareness again, which you once gave away voluntarily and which will be returned to you providing you willingly accept it, providing you let yourselves be taught by me and surrender to me with love, thus also fulfilling my will, providing you change yourselves to love and accept your original nature again in which you are happy beyond description. Only one can promise all this to you, and only one can help you to achieve it, and this one is Jesus, who is completely merged with me, thus he and I are one. God from eternity to eternity. Amen.